I think I'm coming through. Our sound, our tech team is all going good. Thank you, praise team, for those songs. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for coordinating everything this morning with us. Okay, well, it's Father's Day, and we certainly want to celebrate that for all that you fathers have done for the families, for the children, for the community, for the church. We also celebrate each of you fathers here this morning, the nine that are here. I think that's the number this morning. And we also celebrate those who are not here as fathers and in this time. Each of you have a different experience in life as a father. Praise God for you. We all have had influencers in our lives that shaped us to where we are. Any of you ever say that through your growing up years that I am not going to be like my father? Remember that? Did you ever say that? I'm not going to be like my father in this area or that area, right? That has happened probably. Well, I'd like you to take inventory of your life to this point and see if any of those things have happened, because most likely they have. Most likely they have. Thank you for fathers. You know, we're in a day and age when celebrating Father's Day is getting to the point that it's getting less and less. How about that? Father's Day is not being celebrated as much. Mother's Day is. Father's Day is getting less. Now why? Why would that be? Well, can you understand that in our society today, there are 15 million U.S. children, or one in three, that live without their father? Or 5 million without their mother, or 1 in 25 that are not their real fathers. That's why we have Kobe's, for people to get involved. We fathers can get involved in the lives of children and be a father figure for them. Our families are not the families, you know, probably for most of us here, we grew up knowing a father. We had a father around. So some of the things that are going on in our world today, we don't understand. Just as when we're talking about fewer celebrating Father's Day, the way in which fathers are not in the home, thus leading to delinquency, crime, gangs, etc., etc. You can go on in that. It crosses the socioeconomical boundary lines of everything. When fathers aren't there to tuck them in at night, how many of you fathers tucked your children in, and then you prayed with them, or you told them a story, whether it be true or whether it be a false one, just a story that they like to hear that you would tell? I know I did that. And the children enjoyed those kinds of stories. They even liked the made up ones more sometimes. But as we travel this journey with Jesus, and that's my title, Fathers on a Journey with Jesus. Are you a father that is on a journey with Jesus? The scripture I want to look at this morning comes from Colossians 3. 12 through 25. Colossians 3, 12 through 25. We're talking about Christian virtues, so you ladies and women and young boys can stay, because it'll fit into your realm of life just as well. And I want to alert you to the fact that when I finish, we're going to have a time for you to tell me what you appreciate about your father. So you get ready for that, okay? Tell me what you appreciate about your father. Okay? So tuck that away. Now, you're still supposed to listen to what I'm saying, but you can think about that a while. Okay, Colossians 3:12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another, even if any man have a quarrel against you, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. We'll stop the sermon right there and close the service. When we have that all accomplished, then we'll come back together. And above all these things, put on charity. For those of you who don't know what charity is, it's love. It's an old form for the word love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to that which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do, do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Verse 18, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth the wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons. So we're looking at the first part of this here more today about the Christian virtues. And as we fathers are on a journey with Jesus, the first and foremost decision in your life is the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. That's the first and most important decision that we can ever make in our life. Next, as the scripture says in here in Colossians 3:12, it says, put on. What do? When we put something on, we put it over us. We clothe ourselves. One time, we were having revival meetings at Cacalico, and one of the evangelists took the time and went through the armor of God with a young boy. And he dressed him up with all the things that are listed in that verse. And it was very interesting how when we put on something, we put it on. And what are we putting on? We as Jesus' followers are salt and light. What does salt do? It influences food. What does light do? It affects darkness. We could be in here in pitch dark and light one little candle and it would throw light into the room. Salt affects food. Now, this is my first Father's Day without my father around. He's in heaven rejoicing with all those who have gone before us. One of the things he had done in the last couple months, he used to go to the coffee pot, to the cafe at Martin's. And they would play tricks on each other down there. And they have a picture. After Dad died, somebody came and said, I have a picture of Dad. My father had the salt shaker in his hand, and he was putting salt in some guy's coffee. And somebody took a picture of this. Well, they enjoyed showing that to me, and it's one of those things that, yeah, Dad always was in for a good story, and also in for living life in an enjoyable path. So we're salt and light in our families, in our world, in our communities, in our churches. Paul says to further here, to put the bowels of mercies, compassion. We owe so much to mercy. Let it also be to others from us. Let us extend mercy. How about kindness? Kindness. Those who love us, who care for us, who serve us, who we care for. Humbleness of mind. Submission to those above us. Ooh, is that something that happens in our society today? Submission to those above us? Or condescending. Feelings of superiority. Have you ever been in that shoe where you thought you're a little bit better than someone else? You look down on them. You talk down to them. How about humbleness in our demeanor? Humbleness of mind. Those do affect us. And we show that in our living to those we meet. Meekness towards those who provoke us or are injurious to us. A bridle on our own anger. So you know we're getting ready for sale this coming Saturday. And my brother says, what's this thing? Well, I looked at it a little bit. Oh, I don't know. But there was no leather on it. But it was a bridle, a bit for a horse. I saw it was broken in the middle. It had chains of the same size going up the sides. I said, that's a bridle, a bit for in a horse's mouth. My neighbor, Dad's neighbor, farms with horses. And those horses are controlled by that in their mouth, as well as those pipes that they have between their heads. Tell you, you start turning one horse, those others are going to come. They're going to follow through. Do we sometimes need to have the bridle, the bit in our mouth? Does God pull on that bit sometimes and say, go to the right, go to the left? And we sort of buck against that, and then we get a sore jaw because we don't listen. Bridle. Patiently bearing anger of others at times. Long-suffering toward those who provoke us. Charity suffereth long. 1 Corinthians 13. The love chapter, right? 1 Corinthians 13. Put on another thing. Is to put on forbearance in consideration of the fact that we have some deficiencies. We have some infirmities. Yeah, we're not Christ, the perfect one. To one another. Yes, forgiving one another, even as God has forgiven you. He has forgiven you. He has forgiven me. What do we do to others? Oh, sometimes we just don't want to forgive somebody. We just sort of like to hang on to it. But you know, when we don't forgive, it ends up eating us up inside. We start to eat up. Oh, grinds away. Maybe you don't understand that. Quarrels. Quarrels do happen. Situations and disagreements. We are called to be fathers. We're called to teach. Use all the opportunities that you have to teach divine things. Tell your children about the plain truths. Not those that are disputed or mysteries that are unrevealed. teach them about those things that are revealed, to tell the truth, to obey, to be kind, to do chores around the house. Boy, you happen to be right in my eyesight here this morning. To do chores around the house. Oops. Okay, I'll talk to you later. To love others. To love others. Deuteronomy 6, 7. Dads and moms, listen to this. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Thou shalt talk of them when you sit down, when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall talk to your children. Dads, how are we doing? T, you know, we had L for love, and we'll get into another T here. Teaching is another T here, and another T is time. A study was done to determine the amount of interaction between a father and their small children. First, the father was asked to estimate the amount of time they spent each day with the child. The average answer was 15 to 20 minutes. Next, the microphones were attached to the father so that each interaction could be recorded. The results of the study were shocking. The average time spent by their middle-class fathers with their small children was 37 seconds per day. Their direct interaction was limited to 2.7 encounters lasting 10 to 15 seconds each. When we were over in Israel, I turned on my exercise app here, and I got to track all my steps I was making. It's the first I've ever done it. But boy, 2.7 encounters lasting 10 to 15 seconds each. I hope and pray that our fathers here and I haven't been like that. But I'm sure there were probably times that I did not pass the test too well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you think about that, Dad, sometime. Just time it, how much time you might spend. Okay, how do we teach them it diligently? Be steady, be earnest, be energetic with application and effort. You sit in your house talking to them, reading books to them when they're young, when it's appropriate. Be steadfast in faith, exercising in faith. We are promised as we exercise faith that we'll have answered prayer, Matthew 21, 22. Sonship, John 1, 12. But as many as receive him, to them he to give power to become the sons of God. For the soul's rest, Hebrews 4, 3. Spiritual inheritance, spiritual foundation, spiritual assurance. Exercise in faith as somebody trying out for a contest. All those people trying out for the Olympics. How about our school teams, those teams that people that throw javelins for you and whatever else in track? How many times do they practice? They practice a lot. They practice a lot to get to the point where they're really good. May I challenge you this morning that we might exercise our faith more. Exercise our faith. We know that the exercising will establish more muscle for those things, but also exercise our faith for our living. We need to prove all things. 1 Thessalonians 5:20, and prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. 1 John 4:1 says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone into the world. When you're walking by the way, now some of you can do that a lot more. Sean walking around with his children on the farm. Now some of the guys, we work away and we're not with our families. Walking with your children. What do you do when you're walking with your children? What was interesting is we were in to see Bob and Carla and Pierce the other day. Little Mariah, who in her younger years would cry when she stayed with us, and I couldn't even get close to her, or she would start crying right away, and that was it. But we were getting ready to go into the hospital. What did she do? She grabbed for my finger right away. And we walked in through. And then we got inside, then she let go. But yeah, that was exciting. As we're walking with the children, as you're walking, look at what God made, the flowers, the trees, the grass, everything around us. Do we talk about nature to our children? Do they know that it's not just some evolutionary theory, but there's a God of this whole creation? God of this whole creation. Teach them to appreciate God. When you lie down to sleep, tell them that Jesus loves them. Thank the Lord for the protection of the day. And I'm sure that you probably use those things in your own prayers, no matter what our ages are now. Or when you rise up in the morning. Now, I talk to some older people, and they'll say, thank you, Lord, that I can put my legs in the floor and stand up and go about my duties. So, different perspectives. Hey, this is all about Christian graces, about the things that we put on love, put on charity. Love is the important ingredient for fathers on their journey with Jesus. We know that we have a love of our Heavenly Father in heaven, has shown us example for us. He has shown the perfect way to love. How about your earthly fathers? Earthly fathers provided for us. They provided many lessons for us. Then when they're gone, you can't go back and ask them questions. But the special times that we had together, thank God for that. As the Father hath loved me, even so I love you. And the peace of God will rule in your heart because you're called in one body in the church. The peace of God. Do you know about experiencing the peace of God in your life? In your life. That is so important. The other L, we talked about love, and talked about listening, we talked about teaching, and we talked about time. Probably time is one of those hardest things to deal with. The other L is for listening. The Father needs us to take time to listen. You as a father need to take time to listen. Listen. First of all, you're listening to God. Spending time being with God. Time being with God. Be still and know that I am God. How about time to listen to our wife, to our wives? Listening to them. I have to watch about what I'm saying here. I got to live up to it. You're taking notes, okay. This ain't the perfect dad in that way. To our wives, to our children. Time with our children, time is a big factor. So that's the other T. Let the word of Christ dwell in you. What does it mean to dwell? It means to live in, to be housed in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with hymns and spiritual songs and instructions. Whatever we do, do in word or deed unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Not as men pleasers. What do we mean by that? Just because the boss is watching, we're going to be working steadily and fast and doing what we need to do? Or when the boss walks away, how do we react then? We all know how we act and react. But God is the overseer of all that. Help us to not just be men pleasers, but pleasing God and doing it because of God has called us to that. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Ooh. lest he be discouraged. How does that work? Yeah, sometimes fathers, we provoke children in ways, or we say things and don't follow through, and it hurts their spirit. Yes, remember that we are on a journey with Jesus, and the reason for our journey is to glorify God, to love God, to love our wives, to love our children, the church, our neighbors, and our communities. What are fathers called on to do? They're called on a lot of things. They're called on to give advice, to give love, to give time, to give teaching. So what are the things that are in your life about your father that you might want to share this morning with everybody here? Because we have also, which I'm not going into, but many examples in the Bible of fathers who weren't perfect, but you had Abraham, Isaac, Joshua, Job, and other fathers, and we know that they strived to be the people. Even in the Ten Commandments, we have to honor thy father and thy mother. So what? It may be good with you in the earth. How does that verse go? I'm getting that wrong. But anyway, you know the verse. So, at this time, I would like if we would just spend some time in finding out those things. Tell me about something you appreciate about your dad. Tell me and tell us anything that you might appreciate about your dad this morning. As far as I know, everybody sitting in here has a dad. So we're not going to go around and have everybody share this morning. We will take some. Yes?
I appreciate how hard work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for that quick response to my question. Yes? Okay, well, you just start up. Go for it.
My dad's a pretty amazing guy. I mean, he raised 6 kids all by himself. He's pretty amazing. He's hardworking. He showed me how it is to raise kids, even if it's alone.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
He's funny and makes stupid jokes.
He's funny and makes stupid jokes. That's fine. Thank you for sharing that. I didn't know that. Thank you for sharing that. I was hoping I'd get some intergenerational comments here.
I appreciate the wisdom coming from a father.
The wisdom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of those questions that you aren't answerable, they somehow at least have some direction they can give you.
And you're in a situation like I was, working with my dad at times, just like Sean and Barry here, working together with your dad. The thing I found out that was when I was carpentering with Dad, there were times that I had to say I'm sorry to Dad. He had to say sorry to me because we were working too close. We were working so closely together. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. Well, we're going to get back to you again because the others are quiet.
All right, you ready for some more?
Sure.
He's artistic, detail-oriented, and I'm like spinning in the jungle. Sort of like an awesome duo.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So,
uh-huh.
To be vulnerable.
Yes, to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. Well, just those times that Dad and I could spend together. Now, you know that men don't talk near as much as women do. So there were times that we would travel to places and stuff and just enjoy each other's company. Or I'd be down at his house and we'd just be there enjoying each other's company. Mm-hmm. Yes?
My dad is steadfast.
Steadfast.
I never had a cozy relationship with my dad, and I think the older I get, I realize he wasn't, that just wasn't who he was. I don't know if he was even capable of a cozy relationship, but I'm thankful for the lessons and the principles that I learned from him, even though we were never close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My dad is very unselfish. He puts everybody else's needs before his own. So he taught us how to put others first.
Put others first. Wow. I think we talked about that in humility this morning and meekness and things. Mm-hmm.
My dad lets us know he loves us. And every time I see him,
mm-hmm.
That's a great thing. I don't care how old you are. Have a loving father is a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
My dad taught me how to work and fix things and be a mechanical mind. He's a welder and a fabricator. He'd work all day at an engineer. He'd get a weld shop and come home after supper. He'd spend the rest of the evening out the driveway building something.
Mm-hmm.
The girl followed my mom, but they're nursing, so it's really interesting that she could follow me as well.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anyone else? Growing up in the farm, I was the oldest, and I was driving tractor when I was real little, and I would take it to the end of the field and wait till he came with the other tractor or planting corn or something, and he'd turn the tractor around and go up through, head the other direction again, and just to know that he trusted me. I messed some things up. The other thing was we would have prayer meeting on a Wednesday night, and we were baling hay, and we didn't finish baling hay. We went to church. We went to prayer meeting. And yeah, when do you learn those principles in life? When do you learn those special things? So, yeah. Okay. I'd like the dads to stand now. To stand where you are. And we're just going to pray. We're going to pray. Father God, we come to you this day. We thank you for these men standing here. These fathers. These husbands. These lovers. These caregivers. These laborers. Thank you, Lord God, for the example you have given to us through Jesus Christ to set our lives on, to set our compass by. Father God, now I pray a blessing upon these guys to protect their eyes from those things that pop up in computers and phones and all kinds of stuff. Grant us courage to turn away. God, I just pray that you would protect our ears from hearing those things that are not good, moral, or impure. We also pray, Father, for our hands to be about the work that you have called us as fathers. Also, Father, you've called us to be the hands to those who don't have hands. You be called us to help, just as we heard this morning, Daddy would be helping others, serving others. Help us, Lord, with our feet to walk to places that we would not regret our children following us. Just as that little boy following his daddy in the snow early in the morning, and his daddy was going to the saloon. That was the change in that daddy's life, to turn around and change his ways. Father, help us to have good footsteps, to have good speaking with our mouths, that we might give words of encouragement, and forgive us where we fail in giving words of encouragement and say those things that are not good and encouraging. Be with our ears, be with our eyes. Help us in our living to honor and glorify you. And I just pray a blessing upon these men this morning, a blessing of health, a blessing of hope, a blessing of strength, of endurance, of love and teaching, so that you might get the honor, the glory, and the praise in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you, and you're dismissed.